Hello.
All right, good evening, folks. This is the Wednesday evening questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. They are located, if you want to give it a location, on the other side of the veil. And we have our beloved sister, Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona, that communicates the voices from the group souls to us here live on the show. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome you all. And we will be taking off shortly. If you do have a desire to submit a question that can be answered live tonight on the show, you can submit it per email to Winfrey, who goes through the questions and asks those questions through Terry to our sources. The email address to submit a question is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And we have had many years right now behind us where every Wednesday we had a live call asking questions and many amazing answers. Welcome back, Robin.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Wanda.
And someone else joined in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say a name or location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi. Hello to everybody listening on BBS.
Did you ever answer my question that I texted you like 2 weeks ago?
2 minutes ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
I don't remember.
Oh, no, I remember you said you didn't answer it because you were mad at me, or you didn't ask it.
Well, you know.
Still mad at you.
Yes. Someone else, good evening, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Jill and Jerry from Rochester, Minnesota.
Hello, Jill and Jerry. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, everybody.
I don't remember him saying he was mad at you. He said that he has to give room for the people that never give do questions, and the ones that ask questions all the time, they should wait.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dawn from Cottonwood, Arizona.
Welcome,
hi, Dawn.
Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. And
unless the question is very pressing, then it's different.
Gee, Wanda, you sure sound mad at Antonio.
No, I just got a bad memory like an elephant.
All right.
He said he was mad at me, but he was just joking.
That's right.
Right.
He was joking, yeah.
That's what I like to think.
I don't think Wynn's got time to be mad.
No.
Wynn can be a big tease. He used to call me up at the law office with some kind of a Persian accent and say that he was very upset with our firm and he was going to sue. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, brother. Yeah, here it comes. Oh, my God. Did you tell him that wasn't really very funny?
Well, Well, you know, I mean, I didn't know what if it was he was so good. I did an action. I didn't know if it was real.
Oh,
I thought, oh, what did we do now?
I'm trying to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Question that I asked was why I get anxious when I try to buy something, and when I do buy something, why do I get anxious when I try to use it?
Buyer's regret.
There's another wonderful person joining. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Welcome to
Hi,
you,
Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Hello,
Phyllis.
Hello, hello.
If I buy something for somebody else, then I have no problem with that.
So you could use a strategy of buying it for somebody else and ask them to give it to you.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. I'll mark yourself.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Hey, Wynn, did you get a question from Cedja?
Did he drop out?
He's trying to find his glasses. Hold on.
What if I buy something for somebody else and they like it so much they keep it?
Then you buy a second one and give it to them again.
You always just keep doing the same over and over again, hoping for a different result.
That's right. Oh, gosh.
Or you could maybe use Abby. Just buy it for Abby.
There you go.
And she won't mind that you take it from her.
She would give you anything.
Yeah.
That's
a good idea.
I'd buy my dad tools knowing that he would never use them. He's like, oh, can I have them?
So what if you bought something for your dad? Never mind.
I welcome those people. I welcome the folks that just joined in here online through BBS Radio. We cannot hear you. We cannot see you. But we appreciate you being here. We thank you for that. And if you have a question in mind that you would like to ask, you can do so by submitting it per email to Wynn. And the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn will go through those questions during the show and ask them to our sources through Terry Brown.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
When you get an intravenous vitamin C, do you know how many like grams or whatever that they give you?
Any granulars?
Grams, the amount, the quantity, the grams or micrograms or whatever.
How about CC?
Oh.
Take the dosage.
75, like they were given. They were working up with me up to like 40, 50, 60, and 70
grams, probably.
Units,
so. Yes, probably a different term.
I think it was grams.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Big,
I think it was grams.
Yeah.
Did you notice a difference in your overall strength? I mean, I think you did this when you were sick, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I noticed the difference. It increased my energy.
Okay.
Yeah, and it helped my immunity.
Yeah. I have a doctor who's about half a mile from here. She wanted me to do that. My insurance wouldn't pay for it, and I can't afford it. But she
it's very,
that's the problem.
It's very expensive. Everything I would still be doing it, I think.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. I had to.
I want to mention to the studio from BBS, you guys have a little bit of background noise. I think we need to mute the phone line.
Terry, have you ever tried quercetin?
No, what is it? Quercetin?
Quercetin. It's a form of vitamin C. It's supposed to be, more absorbable or something. Cost more, though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
I don't know that you could give it intravenously either.
Hey, I think we should get started. Hi, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Wynn, did you get a question from CJ?
No.
Could have been a couple days ago, maybe.
We thought of a really good question Saturday, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. We did. She said that she just needed to win. She said, okay.
All right. Shall we get going?
Yeah.
Have I muted things?
Muted.
July the 8th.
The recording has started.
This is July 8th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Wednesday call. Welcome to everybody in BBS. And this is where we ask questions that you have submitted. We're talking to the other side. We're talking to consciousness on the other side that is very wise and actually beyond wisdom has the ability to tune into us if we want them to. They don't violate our free will. And Terry Brown is the channel for these sources. So on that note, Terry, let me see if I hear you. Are you unmuted?
Yes. Can you hear me?
You sound good. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Good. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or through the computer. That is where the voice comes from. And so we are a little bit ahead in speed, in connecting than the more slow computer and the telephone line. But we only connect with those who wish to be connected with, because we do not wish to overwhelm or intrude. We are assistants and are here to assist if we can, whenever or wherever we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And the first question is from Sarah in Chicago. I had a dream last night about a lunar eclipse and multiple spaceships in the sky. I was happy about that, but a lot of people around me seemed sad, angry, and depressed. I said to them, stop being angry and be happy. I woke up happy, but throughout the day became depressed. I was not like myself. It did not seem like my own energy. I became like the sad, depressed people in the dream. I hope I did not pick up their energy. Can you give me some insight? And can you tell me how to protect my own energy?
Thank you. Give us a minute. We see that you have an insightful dream. It mirrors reality. That some of the spaceships and space opera, space drama, space functions that are going on are real. Some of them are good and warrant happiness, but some of them are not good, as some of them edge on takeover. It depends upon the alien space race or the technology developed by the U.S. government and other governments, whether it is beneficial or not. So there is an awakening going on at this time in the consciousness of the planet, of the awareness of the different aspects of alien intelligence that are seeking to write their drama upon human history. Some of it is sad, and so you are picking up in your dream some of the drama going on in the consciousness of the group. Some of it as the information tides are opened is said. You're picking some of that up. So divorce yourself from the consciousness of the group or the particular frequencies of the drama going on in the world beyond the national news. And fortify within your strength and natural happiness that you have in the life events and your living of your daily life. And focus upon those good frequencies and the happiness you felt earlier in the day. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to ask a question about, can you share some information about both, let's start off with the Council of Nine and the Confederation of Planets. I have the idea that the Council of Nine is a group of nine beings that regulate our solar system. And they don't have bodies. They're energetic forms. And they've played a part in our history. And but I don't know. I never explored it. I'm not sure that's true. So could you share a little bit about that?
Thank you. Give us a moment. There is more than one Council of Nine. There is a Council of Planetary Beings that do confer and interlock in the operation of the solar system. And there are subgroups of which each of the nine are leaders. And they come together to solve problems, interlocking problems, the entrance of comets, and the entrance of spaceships, vehicles, the entrance of interstellar influences, meridian changes, and they do have some influence over and regulation of energies, interspersing energies, and interlocking energies. And they do have some say over that. Thank you. Back to you. Hello?
Sorry, I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Am I on? Okay.
Yes.
Concerning the Council of Nine, are they energetic beings or are they physically embodied beings?
All spiritual and non-spiritual beings are embodied. Souls do have an embodiment. So they do have an embodiment. However, it is a question of how much in physicality they are. The Council of Nine do have ability to move into embodiment of a more solid embodiment or a more a thinner embodiment, energy embodiment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell me, where are they located in our solar system?
They're located in general around the different near the different like centered. They can have the ability to move around, but they are centered in the planetary orbits.
Okay, of all of the planetary orbits. They don't specialize in one particular planet.
But, like the main one for Jupiter is centered mainly oriented around Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. And who do they interface with? Do they interface with the Ra group, the Elohim group, the beings?
More of the Ra group or the similar entities of spirits that they are.
Mm-hmm.
They interface in general more with those.
Could we say they are service to others in general?
They are more of service to their particular area that they regulate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see what time it is. The other question I have is the consideration of planets was something that was referred to quite a bit in the Carla Ruckert sessions. And could you explain a little bit about the confederation of planets?
There are planetary leaders that work with the representing the areas from which they are, and for policies are the best policies for the greater good of their area and for the area as a whole. They consider questions of that, like that. For instance, there are invasion groups, and there might be weapons that are not allowed. There are certain policies that each group is responsible for within the whole. And weaponry that is allowed. And if any area is going beyond bounds, they may be quarantined. There are different penalties for breaking the covenant or the policies of what is good for the whole.
So they can do enforcement, and they have weapons and of sorts?
They can do enforcement. It is possible they can do enforcement. They quarantine as one of the enforcements.
Like the Earth is in quarantine, correct?
Yes.
Because they think the Earth is too dangerous for the rest of the planetary populations.
Well, it has proven itself. It has proven itself with its warlike behaviors and use of atomic weaponry and other environment damaging weapons.
Mm-hmm.
It has proven itself to be not acceptable to the overall policy of getting along.
If the Earth is quarantined, then is that quarantine not allow other interplanetary visitors to come here, which it seems like they do, or does it quarantine Earth people from leaving the planet, which it also seems like they do?
Quarantines Earth people from leaving in both ways. It is quarantined both ways. There are limitations on visitors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But somehow or another, there are certain beings that seem to be very much interplanetary beings, that are very much active here. Is that because they were able to make agreements with the governments?
That was part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It depends upon which faction they make agreements with.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm not going to ask any more questions on this subject. Thank you for your answers. And next question, let me just check here, because Robin had a question, and I want to make sure.
We look forward to Robin's question.
I just want to make sure she is on the line right now. Hang on just a moment.
Yes, she is.
She is? Okay, good.
Yes.
So, Robin is having, her mother passed. And
yes.
Robin apparently was pretty, her mother was a point of security for her. And
yes.
To read her question exactly, please ask the Elohim if my recently passed mother, Ruth Ann, has any final messages for me. I never had a chance to say goodbye, and I've been depressed.
Robin, there is not a goodbye. There is a hello, 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 hello. When you say final, she is there for you, even though she is crossed over on the other side. This is a pact that will carry on even when she doesn't remember. It is deep in the subconscious with love for you.
You're talking about her mother now, right?
Yes.
Is her mother hanging out around Robin?
Your mother's space has tremendously increased with her transition. She has become more diffuse and more expansive, and she is a very big spirit that was trying to inhabit a smaller body, and she is a very broad and expansive in her space right now, and she is still getting used to that. It is a little disorienting to go from the smallness of the body to the largeness of her spiritual, the space her spirit encompasses. And she loves mm-hmm. you very much.
Can she hear you if you talk to her? Is she on the line right now paying attention to us?
She is her attention is on Robin, not upon us. Her attention mm-hmm. is on Robin. Robin,
so you couldn't bring. Go ahead.
Pardon?
I just said go ahead.
Robin means the world to her. The world to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I might. Now, Robin, let me unmute Robin, okay? Hang on.
Hello.
Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you want to ask the question if you've had past lives with your mother?
Sure, okay.
Is this your question, Lynn?
Well, I'm suggesting it to Robin. And
yeah, that sounds good.
So she'd like to ask it.
Give us a moment. Time is irrelevant with the love that your mother feels for you. We don't wish to localize her by pinning it down to some past life. However, there have been past lives together.
Mm-hmm.
But your mother is enjoying her freedom at this time, and we don't wish to point her in another direction at this time.
Okay.
Is there anything else you would like to ask, Robin?
Is there any message that she has for me at all?
The message would be what we indicated. When you say, is there a final message? There is a message that goes on and on and on and on and is not final because it is everlasting. She loves you. That is the message.
Okay,
thank you. Robin, the question comes to my mind. They may not want to answer it, but see if you agree. If Robin sends loving energy to her mother, can her mother feel it and send loving energy back?
Definitely. Your mother can feel it, yes. And if you talk to her, she can grasp it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And anything else you want to ask, Robin?
Um, No, that's all. Thank you so much.
Your mother is there for you now, in the future, and in the past. And although her focus will move into other realms, other life, she will be there for you, and you, it may pick up in the future with another lifetime.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, next question. This is from Don Herman, okay? And Don asks, Terry has channeled that we are composite beings. What is the purpose of that?
I would like to go back to Robin for a minute. Your mother does not wish you to be sad, although that we understand the reason for a possible sadness. Your mother is very compassionate toward you.
Okay, thank you. And do you want me to repeat Don Herman's question?
Yes. Yes.
Terry has channeled that we are composite beings. What is the purpose of that?
The purpose of being composite beings is to be able to operate within the Earth realm. The body has its purpose in grounding the individual, allowing them physicality. However, the body is not the soul. They are allied, and they are working together. Give us a moment. The soul matrix is allied with the somatic mind. The mind that is operational operates the body in conjunction with the soul. It is a beautiful alliance working together. So the body is composed of more than one element, the same as it is composed of cells and different chemical features. They are all working together in one beautiful whole.
Thank you. I had a teacher once that said we are composites of three cells. He said we have the basic cells, which is the body that regulates the body, and then we're the conscious self, which is what we're most familiar with, and the high selves.
Yes, the first one would be more like the somatic mind. It is the awareness operating the body and regulating it. And the conscious self, you and you're connected with your surroundings and awareness. And then the higher self, which is like the master director.
Mm-hmm. And what's the what is the relationship of the higher self and what we call the soul?
The soul is composed of things that are working together, like the DNA, and would you say that question one more time?
What is the relationship or the difference between the high self and the soul?
The high self is a part of the soul. The soul is a matrix that is made up of the energetic aspects of the DNA, we are looking at it in a energetic alliance of different areas of the we are seeing this visually. The alliance of motion and nodes that are operating together to create the unique being that can move in all directions, like DNA can interface with in all directions with its surrounding, and the soul matrix can be operational to interface in all directions with the density that it is in, and to like laser in, focus in its unique node points to be able to respond and to be aware to operate within whatever realm it is in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for answering all of our questions. Now, I have a question here from Antonio. And I just want to say that I've resisted asking this question because I feel like Antonio is not asking questions about the root cause of his issues, his anxiety, his fear, and figuring out how to overcome it. And he asked questions.
Well, in the first place, you don't want to overcome it. You want to be able to interface with it and to take it apart and to eliminate the problem. But it is a very good question, and you need to you need to ask the questions around the border as you approach the real issue. If everyone knew what the real problem was, the real issue was, it would tend to unravel and dissipate.
Mm-hmm. If Antonio knew his real issue, it would dissipate.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, the other thing that comes to my mind is that when we have a pattern on some level, for all of us, when it's a pattern that sabotages us in some way, simultaneously, there's a payback for that pattern, okay? Something that keeps us in that pattern. So, in any case,
yes, it is something that the individual has learned through experience. of some sort or other, the way forward is not clear, and to try to figure out how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question as he stated it, and thank you for listening to all of what I said. I get anxious when trying to buy something, and I get anxious when I open it. Why is that, and what can I do to manage it?
Thank you. When you get anxious, then see it as an indication, and you can review this, sit down and review times that you have experienced this and see if this is true. You are uncertain about an outcome. You don't have faith that this is necessarily going to be a really good experience. Yet there might be there's some uncertainty about this. You don't really trust and have faith that this is going to be a positive, a beautiful experience. Who knows what it might be? You might, in being anxious about it, there's something about it that you worry that this might not be a favorable experience. And so you might take a look and see, like, if this happens, like, go buy something and see how you feel. And then just watch yourself and see what it is. It's like, is this going to be the horrible jack-in-the-box that leaps out? Or what is uncertain about what is the outcome here? Is somebody going to rush in and take it away from you? What has happened in the past around episodes where you have bought something and something bad might have happened? What do you envision might be the outcome? Might somebody yell at you? Might some, a lady, an older lady, or someone taking care of you might not have approval of this all, or something you would look forward to and you really wanted, and you were expecting a certain outcome and it didn't come out that way. Something that you now makes you trepidatious about what might happen. So take a look into this area for the possible answers that can filter in through this observation.
Thank you very much. And we are coming to the end of our time here. Do you have any final things you'd like to say before we sign
our
off?
Our attention goes back to Robin, and we send a consolation for consoling to Robin in her time of loss. Time will heal. However, move through your loss. Let it show. Let it be. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. Anyone on the line wants to join us that doesn't know about it? It's 712-770-4340. PIN is 250513. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. and we'll...
Unmuted.
Thank you, Mr.
In a moment.
Thanks, Wayne and Terry.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Wayne.
Goodbye.